FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
So welcome everyone to Sunday afternoon at Broadhurst Park, the morning after the night before in a way, and we're here hopefully for a bit of a hangover cure. So it's the women's team, are playing Edgerton today in the league, and we're joined by Rob Fuller, who joins us now. Hello Rob, how are you?
I'm good, thanks Ben, yourself?
I said Fuller, didn't I, instead of Fulham.
You did, but yeah, forgive you. You're not the first to make that mistake, trust me.
Fulham. Right, good. Yeah. So how are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm all good.
Good, good.
So this is the first home game here since the Alti match a few weeks ago.
8th of January, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time coming, this one. Obviously, there's been matches since. The good result away at Blackpool, that was superb. The dogged, determined performance last week against Stockport. The Podmore area seems to be going all right so far without jinxing it.
So far, so good, yeah. And even the goalie's taken to wearing shirt number 13. So that's always a positive sign. The keeper, Amy Gilligan, saving two penalties last week. So in that dogged performance, as you say. Yeah, it's gone all right, the Luke era, unbeaten since before Christmas. His first game was Norwich Vixens away, just before the winter break. And as you say, we were back here after Christmas for the 8th of January, 1-0 win over Altrincham. But since then, we've had a couple of really good results on the road. As you mentioned, the 6-1 last week against Stockport Blues. And of course, the fantastic 4-1 victory over at on the Fylde Coast there against Blackpool. Again, a team sitting pretty high up the league above us. So, great performance and bodes well, really.
And obviously, next week, we're playing in the Argyle Cup in the next round against the Tom Finney FC. Are they to do with Bamber Bridge, I'm assuming, or Preston?
Preston, I believe. Preston, I think, moved to Fylde almost en masse, and so Tom Finney seems to have come out of that. That's as far as my knowledge extends at the moment. But I would think the Sir Tom Finney connection is certainly to do with Preston. We're playing up at UCLAN, University of Central Lancashire, up near Preston. And it's the quarterfinals of the Argyle Cup. Again, a team in the higher league. But we've beaten Bolton in the FA Cup, we've beaten Blackpool, as we just mentioned, so why not? Why not?
But it is back to league matters today, and Edgerton are, I think they're mid-table, aren't they?
Edgerton are sitting at the moment, as we go into today's game, back down in ninth.
But, they're part of that kind of pack at the bottom, like Stockport, like Cheltonians, like Northwich in a way, and as Curzon proved, anyone in this league aren't mugs, are they, to be honest?
Not at all. We went to Edgerton up there near Tatton Park, nice part of the world, back at the end of October, and came away with a 2-0 win, but we had to work really, really hard. That was during Jay's interim time in charge, and although the 2-0 scoreline was deserved, it was a hard-fought match and a difficult encounter, so they've also taken points off the top of the league, Merseyrail Bootle. I think they only narrowly lost 2-1. So they're no mugs, and I think they set themselves up well, and they'll make it hard for us today. So we're going to have to be at our penetrative best.
And crucially, we've got two cup matches coming up. Obviously, we mentioned the Sir Tom Finney FC one. Mm. There's also the Manchester Cup coming up as well. At the moment in the league, FC are top, but they have played a couple of games more. Than Merseyrail Bootle. So it's very important coming out of this game here, the last league game for a fortnight or so, that we do get the maximum points that we can out of it.
Yeah, we've got to. Points and goals are really important at the moment, but certainly the first off, we've got to get the 3 points. Like we did back on the 8th of January, it's a 1-0 win. Would have liked more goals, clearly, for the goal difference, but 3 points is the important thing today. And then, as you say, Lee RMI, that's a bit of club history. Yeah. We did play them a couple of seasons ago in the Manchester Cup, beat them 5-0 at their place. Beth Tattersall scoring a superb goal in that, I seem to remember, and Kirsty. But I think that'll be a good encounter and a distraction from the league. Merseyrail Bootle, you're right, 2 games in hand they've got on us, but they're going to have to play those games, so it will all be a bit compressed for them as well. So it's good to get the points in the bag, as you quite rightly point out.
Well, it's now time, thanks Rob for joining us today, much appreciated, but it's now time to find out what happened in this match as we hand over to the balcony just over there. Thank you.
Thank you, all the best.
And here is Battle now playing it to Marsh. Marsh is through here. Is she going to have a dig at goal? No, good save and cleared by the Edgerton defence, but only as far as Kirsty Chambers, who has a pop and it's in! What a goal from Kirsty Chambers. 3 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. The ball broke
to Kirsty Chambers, who was about 5 yards or so outside the penalty box on her left foot. Always the wrong move for any defence to allow Kirsty Chambers to have a dig on her left foot, and she slots it home into the bottom corner, and a cracking start from FC.
We're pushing so many bodies forward. It's very, very hard to withstand this kind of pressure.
11 minutes on the clock. Wild with this corner. It's dangerous. It breaks. And there's Tassel. It hits the post. And here is Chelsea Patient now on the other side of the penalty box. On the ball. Looking for options. Finds Fran Davis. Davis back to Chelsea Patient. He plays it back to McCarrick. McCarrick now plays the ball down the line. Nice flick on there by Beth Tattersall. Gets it to Battle. Battle now holding on to the ball. She has a dig! And that is 2-0 to FC United of Manchester. And from the corner, Edgerton were all disorganised from that corner. Beth Tattersall hits the post. Gets to Chelsea Patient on the far side. Nice little bit of 1-2 there between Chelsea Patient and Fran Davis to McCarrick. The ball play forward. And a nice flick on by Beth Tattersall to get it to Jess Battle, and Battle slots it home comfortably. And on 12 minutes, it's FC United 2-0 up.
That's 5 goals for Jess Battle in 2 games and 12 minutes.
And here's Chloe Wild now. Wild plays the ball just behind Chambers, but Chambers wins that ball back. Chambers now to Battle. Battle holding that ball up on the edge of the box.
Needs somebody wide.
Turns. Oh, that's a lovely ball to Wild. What a ball from Battle. And Wild shoots, and it's over the goalkeeper's head, and it's in the back of the net. And on 35 minutes, what a ball from Jess Battle to find Wild. And well, what a finish from Wild. 3-0, Paul.
Jess Battle is obviously more than a goal scorer.
Here's Mia Holden. Plays the ball forward, and Edgerton get the ball clear. It's going to be a throw in to FC. 18 yards or so from the corner flag of Edgerton, and here is Wild giving the ball back, and the cross comes in. Vines tries to win that header, but the ball breaks to Kirsty Chambers down this left side. Good stuff from Chambers. She's going to have a dig. She shoots. It's in! 4-0. And we said it was going to take a bit of Kirsty Chambers' magic to finally score in the second half. And on
exactly
72 minutes, Chambers, a little dink over the top there. We're talking, 3 yards or so outside the penalty box on the corner of it on the left-hand side. Little dink over the defender and then belts it. The goalkeeper looks at the ball and goes, nope, not getting that. And then it goes.
Even Holloway was left flat-footed on that one. It was just a bit of speculation, wasn't it, from a loose ball and rifled into the corner.
Chelsea Patient there pushed in the back. Referee awards a free kick to FC United just on the halfway line. And it's going to be, imagine, taken quickly. Yes, Jess McCarrick takes the ball quickly and passes it out to the left-hand side where Adoree Yao is. Adoree Yao on the ball, plays the ball to the edge of the box where Battle is. Battle is dispossessed and Edgerton get it cleared, only as far as Mia Holden. The ball is going straight back into the penalty box and it's going to break to Battle here. Battle does well, and another good save from Holloway, and a cracky save from Holloway, but the ball breaks to Chloe Wild, and there on 74 minutes, nothing Holloway can do. She's still the player of this match, in my humble opinion. Two saves there from Holloway at point blank range. The ball breaks though to Chloe Wild, and FC United now make it 5-0. Going to be a corner ball to Edgerton on the far side. It's going to be an outswinger. In it comes. Derby there trying to win that ball back, but there's Vias trying to bring the ball away. They're committing players to this attack. But that leaves space, and Holden wins that ball back, plays the ball forward, and here's Battle now, one-on-one with the defender, leaves that defender, plays the ball to the right-hand side, and this is Chloe Wild for hat-trick. Good save again from Holloway. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And the ball breaks to Morgan McVert, who wins the ball back, and the referee says play on. McCarrick plays the ball to this right-hand side where Chloe Wild is. Wild with a cross in, headed clear, only as far as Morgan McVert. Here is McVert now, back to Wild. Wild crosses this ball in, beats everyone, and it's Vias now. Vias slots it home. 6-0 on 76 minutes. And again, I still maintain Hannah Holloway is having a storming game here for Edgerton.
I thought
6-0.
I thought there was a fascinating piece of play there. They won a corner and they actually committed players forward for the first time in the whole of the half. And all of a sudden they lost the ball and we had a 3-on-2. And Chloe Wild ended up with a fierce shot and it was a terrific save. But it just shows you how they opened up like a tin of beans.
Yes.
And this is what they obviously were trying to avoid during the whole of the game.
Adoree Yao cuts that pass out and here's Chambers now. Chambers forward to Holden. Holden holding the ball and coming down to the right-hand side. Wild lays it off to Vias. Vias now. She's going to have a dig. She does. Oh, it hits underside the underside of the bar. And I think that went over. No, referee says no. And Battle now on the edge of the box. and a handball, surely, referee. He's not having it, but the ball breaks to Chambers anyway and slots it home. Kirsty Chambers makes it 7, and it follows a shot from Amy Vias, which hits the underside of the bar. For my money, it went in, but referee said play on, and what followed then was walking football, in essence. Ball breaks to Chambers, and she slots it home, and on 78 minutes, it's a hat-trick for Kirsty Chambers, and it's 7 for FC United, 7-0, Paul.
I think the mental fatigue is beginning to kick in.
There is Mia Holden. Mia Holden to Chloe Wild. Wild now. Really good pass to Amy Vias. Vias now on the edge of the box. Goes one way, goes another. Plays it to Chambers. Chambers is lining up a shot. 8-0 on 90 minutes plus one. And that is the fourth goal for Kirsty Chambers. A fine ball from Chloe Wild to get it to Vias. Vias just helps it on, and Chambers unleashes the left foot, and in it goes. And that is 8-0, Paul.
I thought that was a very clever pass by Chloe Wild to find Chambers in a position wide left where she could fire in a shot.
And that, dear listener, is full time here at Broadhurst Park. A very, very dominant display from FC United. It doesn't really tell the full story. 8-0 to FC, 4 goals from Kirsty Chambers. But for a long time, it was just Ymir 3-0. Very, very good defensive display from Edgerton. And our player of the match, Hannah Holloway, in the Edgerton goal, who's been absolutely superb all afternoon. But eventually, the dam broke. And then came an onslaught, and it's been 5 goals in the space of 15 minutes or so towards the end. And it's just been one of them displays. And at this point, I'm going to hand over to Stato Paul for the stats from this game. Yes.
Okay, right. One thing I will say is that the defensive display by Edgerton for 40 minutes, which was a wall, would have been admired by Donald Trump. But unfortunately, the 40 minutes of resistance eventually was broken. Shots on target 32-0, shots off target 34-1, free kicks 4-4, corners 15-4, possession 78-22.
And there you have it. That is why we got to 8-0. We said it needed to be a good score. Coming into this game, Merseyvale Bootle, currently in second, were in cup action this afternoon. They've got a goal difference 11 greater than FC United. So it was really important that we came into this game and put a marker down. And the starting selection that Luke Podmore made, very, very attacking, loads of attacking midfielders, all interchanging as the first half went on. It was clear that it was going to be a long afternoon for the Edgerton defence.
I mean, at times there was like a 40-yard no-man's land between the two strikers and the rest of the Edgerton team. And once we won the ball back, it was a matter of roaming into the gaps and then confronting the yellow wall in front of us. And to be fair, the FC women's team were patient, they kept probing away, and we knew they would go to the very end, and that they were rewarded for committing for 90 minutes to try and score the goals.
Now, Kirsty Chambers, who's captain, obviously Captain Marvel, scored 4 of the goals this afternoon. Chloe Wild, who's back from suspension, she got 2 of the goals. Jess Battle, who's had an excellent impact on this team since signing for the club. What's that now? That's
5-3.
5 goals in 3 games. Jess Battle's got on the score sheet. And Amy Vias, who's back in the team as well, came on as a substitute. She got in on the action too. It's been a fine display from FC United. Podcast listeners, coming up next here is the thoughts of Luke Podmore with Neil Boo.
Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and goalkeeper Amy Gillingham, returning from the first season as ex-captain, but enjoying it back. 8-0 win makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, not so much to do today, but it's absolutely brilliant to be back at the club. Just really pleased that you've taken me back on board, so yeah, thank you.
So Luke, those three at the back seem to be working again today. I suppose when you're playing against the teams nearer the bottom of the division, there's less threats going forward, because I don't think they actually had a shot on target today. So the three at the back's all you really need, I suppose, and then you can start pushing forward and try and get more goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously how I wanted to come in and put out my stamp on it, and I think the players have embraced it and ran with it, and I think, you know, now you're seeing the rewards. You know, we're creating so many more opportunities. I think we had 62 shots on goal today.
Yeah.
You know, and we have literally picked up a defender and put him up front, so we doubled our tally, I think, in front of the goal, and I think we've just got to move forward. The players are getting used to it now more and more, and, you know, we might not play that every week, but at the end of the day, the players are showing that they can adapt. We've had players today rotating three different positions, one in another two. So, yeah, they're great. They're all taking it on and embracing it, which is good.
Yeah, it showed from the sidelines as well, because apart from about 15 minutes of the second half, it all looked very free-flowing today. But we were all spectators, as you were, Amy. You didn't really have a lot to do today. But do you find it difficult to keep concentration, maybe, when you've got a match where you're not being threatened much?
To be honest, I try and stay focused, because it's key, because that's where mistakes happen. If you're not switched on, they're the type of games where you can see goals because you're not focused. So main thing is to stay focused for the whole 90 minutes. Yeah, can be difficult, but
we can certainly hear you, so we know you've not fallen asleep.
I'll be shouting for the full 90 minutes, yeah. So, and you'll be able to hear that on the video.
Yeah. So we got 101 goals for Kirsty today. It was a nice little celebration for her to get that in the club's 100th game as well.
Yeah.
Nice little round out there.
Yeah, really fitting for Kirsty, I think, because obviously she's been here from day one as well, and obviously captain. And you know, Kirsty's puts everything into each performance she does. You know, her work rate's fantastic, and she's been really on board from day one since I came in, obviously. And you know, I can't thank her enough, and she's getting her rewards. And again, an unfamiliar position for her at the start of the game today, obviously playing in the 10 role. Obviously then rotated back out, and as you said, it was very free flowing today. The players had license to move in and around the pitch, and I think that's where sort of after the 20 minute spell in the second half, where we managed to start becoming a little bit more dynamic, we managed to get that goal, and then obviously the more came, and 8-0, I'm happy with that. That's great.
Yeah, it's a good result. So thoughts going forward now to playing Sir Tom Finney next week in the cup?
Yeah, again, I think there's two or three changes today to the starting lineup. So again, focus moves to cup next week. So yeah, it might be a few more changes in there. We'll work on it at training, and I think Tom Finney won 5-1 today. So they're top of the Northern Division, so we've got to be on it when we go there.
Yeah, they're pretty much an equal sort of position, yeah, isn't it? We're in the South, they're in the North, yeah, and we're both at the top of the divisions and pressing.
Yeah, and we don't know much about them, they probably don't know much about us, so we've just got to make sure we know our roles on the day, and we know that on our day, if we play well, hopefully we'll come out on top, and I think that's what the players will do.
And I think that's what we hopefully will get. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Neil Boothef. That's FC United basically signing off from the league now for the month of February. We've got cup matches all the way now. We've set a marker down to Merseyrail Bootle. The marker is 6 points. And Merseyrail Bootle have 3 games in hand. So over to Merseyrail, essentially, is what we've said today.
Yeah, as we know, teams do drop points unexpectedly. We did this ourselves this season, so you never know. And, of course, we've got that game at the end of the season at Bootle, which could be the title decider.
Next up for the women's team, on Sunday, we're back to Argyll Cup action. Sir Tom Finney FC away. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff on the 12th of February. And we're also looking forward to the match on the 19th. That's in the County Cup, as FC United travel to Lee RMI.
Bit of memories there, isn't it?
Memories. Beautiful.
Well, that's back to 2005.
Absolutely. The next time FC United are in league action will be an away game on the 5th of March. That's against Warrington Wolverines, who are currently, at time of recording, sitting in fourth position and quite honestly are no mugs, we have to say that.
No, difficult side.
So a big thank you to Stato Paul for joining us. It has been one of them afternoons for FC United. Very, very dominant. 8-0 suggests so. But we do have to say, before we leave, Hannah Holloway in the Edgerton goal, the best
full marks,
some proper world class saves, dominant in the air when it comes to crossing, superb display from Hannah Holloway, and I have to say, possibly one of the finest goalkeeping performances I've seen from a women's player.
Yeah, no doubt about that whatsoever.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Hannah, you've won Women's Team Live Player of the Match. So there we go. Thank you to Stato Paul. It's finished here at Broadhurst Park. FC United and Manchester's Women's Team 8. Edgerton Ladies 0. Onwards and upwards. It's cup action next week for Luke Podmore's side. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Goodbye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.